Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, the 1st of August. I'm Mark Daniels. The Major League Baseball non-waiver trading deadline arrived Thursday afternoon, and a dozen deals were made, including one by the Milwaukee Brewers. General Manager Doug Melvin sending two minor league players, outfielder Mitch Haniger of AA Huntsville and left-handed pitcher Anthony Banda with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, to the Arizona Diamondbacks for 27-year-old outfielder Gerardo Parra. He's a two-time Gold Glove winner, has played all three outfield positions in his career with the D-backs, hitting .259 with six home runs and 30 runs batted in on the season. It was one of several big trades. The St. Louis Cardinals made one, getting John Lackey from the Boston Red Sox in exchange for Alan Craig and Joe Kelly. General Manager John Mozeliak hated to part with those two.
And when you think about the success this organization has had over the last 3 years, Joe Kelly and Alan Craig have been a major part of that. And pulling away from that is never easy.
The Red Sox also sent John Lester to the Oakland A's in exchange for Jonas Cespedes. And the Detroit Tigers may have pulled off the biggest trade of all, acquiring David Price, the Cy Young Award winner from the Tampa Bay Rays, in a three-team deal involving the Mariners. Detroit sends center fielder Austin Jackson to Seattle, along with starter Drew Smyly to the Rays. Tampa Bay also gets a minor league infielder from the Mariners and Willie Adames from Detroit. General Manager Dave Dombrowski says we just couldn't pass up on the chance to get Price.
I don't know if we're going to win by any means. There's other good clubs. But getting the opportunity to add a guy like David Price doesn't come along very often. He's that good.
They now have three Cy Young Award winners in their rotation. Now to the baseball scoreboard. The Brewers off on Thursday open a huge three-game weekend series in St. Louis with Willie Peralta facing Adam Wainwright in the series opener on Friday night. They are combined 25-11 on the season. The Cardinals in second place, just two games back of the crew after a 6-2 win over the San Diego Padres. Shelby Miller and three relievers combined on a three-hitter. Oscar Taveras hitting a two-run home run. Miller gave up a pair of solo home runs early, but nothing after that.
Felt like we really did a good job of locating the fastball that opens up a little bit of room for some curveballs and threw some cutters and maybe a changeup or two. Overall, just felt like we were in control.
Pittsburgh Pirates now slipped to third place in the division race. They fall to the Arizona Diamondbacks 7-5. Andy Marte had spent the last 4 years in the minor leagues, and he hits a pinch-hit two-run homer in his first game back in the bigs in four seasons. Cincinnati Reds over the Miami Marlins 3-1. All three runs in the eighth. The tying run controversial. Ryan Ludwig hitting a two-run single. Zach Cozart came round to score with a collision at home plate. There's a rule now about not blocking a plate, and it took 6 minutes to replay the collision between Cozart and catcher Jeff Mathis. Cozart says the umps got it right eventually.
The whole time he was just sitting in front of the plate, and there was really, besides, I mean, I guess I could have ran him over, you know, legally, because he ended up having the ball in front of the plate too. So, but I didn't want to do that. It was just nowhere for me really to go. So. I thought it was pretty obvious from the replay that they made the right call.
Jake Arrieta went 7 innings for the Cubs in a 3-1 victory over the Colorado Rockies. Phillies hammered the Nationals 10-4. Ben Revere went 4-for-6. And the LA Dodgers got by the Atlanta Braves 2-1 to complete a sweep. Clayton Kershaw, a complete game winner. Dodgers, best record in the National League, have reeled off 6 in a row.
You know, even though we hadn't run a streak together like that, we still were, you know, winning 3 and maybe losing 1 and then, you know, winning games. So we weren't necessarily playing bad, but you know, to have a consecutive, you know, win streak like this, you know, it's always fun.
In the American League, White Sox beat the Tigers 7-4. Jose Abreu extending his hitting streak to 20 games. Seattle over Cleveland 6-5. Mike Zunino, a two-run home run in the top of the eighth. Kansas City gets by Minnesota 6-3. Toronto over Houston 6-5. And the Angels shade Baltimore 1-0 in 13 innings. Albert Pujols go-ahead RBI single in the top of the 13th. Minor League Baseball, the Timber Rattlers beat Kane County 7-3 to complete a three-game sweep. Omar Garcia breaks a tie with a two-run triple in the bottom of the eighth. Rattlers are season-high 8 games over .500 at 58-50. They host Peoria at Fox City Stadium Friday night at 7:05. Green Bay Bullfrogs in the Northwoods League got a run in the ninth to tie it, then scored 3 in the top of the 10th to beat Kalamazoo on the road 5-2. Those two teams play again in Michigan on Friday night. And the Sheboygan A's postponed in Oshkosh in the Northeast Wisconsin League. They'll make that one up on Sunday. A's have their home finale against Manitowoc at Wildwood Park, 7:30 on Friday night. To football news, Green Bay Packers training camp continuing and all hands on deck, at least at the linebacker position. Mike Neal returned to the field on Wednesday, and Nick Perry practiced for the first time on Thursday.
It was great. You know, it's been a long time coming, and, you know, I'm excited to be back.
Perry has battled foot and knee injuries for a season and a half. Linebackers coach Winston Moss believes Nick, former number one pick in 2012, is almost starting from scratch.
Nick Perry, in my book, has done absolutely zero.
Some harsh words from the coach. Packers gearing up for their family night practice on Saturday night at Lambeau Field. Other news from the Pack, Eddie Lacy is the cover boy on this week's issue of Sports Illustrated. It's their annual fantasy football issue, and Lacy adorns the cover.
I thought it was pretty cool. I saw it yesterday after practice. I like it.
You ever play fantasy football?
No, I'm not a fantasy guy.
And head coach Mike McCarthy may be next in line for a contract extension. General manager Ted Thompson had his deal done earlier this week. Thompson said one of his priorities is to lock up the coach, too. But McCarthy says, to me, it's not a priority.
Everybody that works here has a business part of their place here. So that's just part of it. I'm focused on training camp. There's a process in place that take its course, and that's really I've never sweated it. I love it here, so I'm not worried about it.
Other NFL notes, Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice publicly apologized to his wife, Janae, for the first time since the NFL suspended him for two games for violating the personal conduct policy. He was caught on surveillance video in February, dragging the woman unconscious out of an elevator at an Atlantic City casino. Seattle Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch has ended his holdout, reported to training camp, missed 8 days. Seahawks reportedly bumped his salary from $5 million to $6.5 million to get him back into camp. And the NFL Hall of Fame weekend is here. 7 inductees in the class of 2014. They'll be enshrined on Saturday in Canton. Derek Brooks, Andre Reed, Michael Strahan, Aeneas Williams, Claude Humphrey, Walter Jones, and Ray Guy. And the weekend wraps up with the first preseason contest. The New York Giants meet the Buffalo Bills in Canton on Sunday. In college football, Florida State is the preseason number one choice in the coaches poll. Alabama ranks second. Wisconsin Badgers come in at number 14. Milwaukee Bucks have signed free agent guard Jared Bayless to a contract. He's been in the league 6 years with five different teams. Split last season between Memphis and Boston, averaged 9.3 points a game in 72 contests. And the WGC Bridgestone Invitational taking place in Firestone. Mark Leishman, the leader at 6 under par. Justin Rose, Charles Schwartzel, Ryan Moore, one shot back. Tiger Woods, opening round, 2 under par. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.